This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation. Foundation.
The Foundation of Hard Grant is brought to you by Alive, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, the Deposit Insurance Corporation, Grand Bahama News, the Insurance Commission of the Bahamas, Janae's Uniform Center, Marco's Pizza, Ron's Electric Motors, and Unshakable.
Follow the leader. Come on now, jump for the left, jump for the right. Jump for the left, jump for the right. Everybody, jump for the left, jump for the right. Jump for the left, jump for the right. Now clap and wave. Come on, clap and wave. Clap and wave. Come on, clap.
You are too much, Ali. Ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant in your company, DJ Ali on the ones and two. You're doing too much, my brother. You're doing way too much. The Foundation on this absolutely gorgeous, gorgeous Wednesday afternoon, November 8th. If you're celebrating a birthday, say happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. You look like a... Come on, fix these things together. And you smell like one too. Enjoy your birthday, man. You're here in the land of the living. Slap yourself in the chest. Know that you're going to celebrate with the sobriety. Before you go and indulge, the sobriety of understanding that you're here another year. That you've made it through COVID-19. That you made it through trials and tribulation. That you made it through that long conversation that you didn't want to be in. You're here, baby. Celebrate your birthday with this sort of a passion and a very clear understanding that none of us know where we are, where we're going to be tomorrow. None of us knows. None of us knows how this thing's going to play out. And so celebrate your birthday with that kind of a passion, but acknowledgement that the Father's giving you another day. I don't know where your heart is and where your mind is or whether or not you have detached relationships or whatnot, but baby, you are here. And there's still time for us to kind of move on. So happy birthday to you guys. If you're celebrating a birthday, if you're celebrating an anniversary like me, come November 22nd, 2 weeks, November 22nd, I will be celebrating 20 years of marital bliss. You know what's amazing? Women always say this to me, right? They always say, oh my God, congratulations, you stay. Oh my God, 20 years, congratulations. So I always try to figure out, but why do people say congratulations after you've gone through these particular years in marriage? Why more specifically women, why do they say congratulations? Is there an undertone? Is there some words that are not spoken? Is there like an ellipsis there that I'm waiting for you to fulfill? Congratulations, Howard. You've endured the stress for 20 years. God is going to bless you and put an extra jewel in your crown. I mean, tell me the whole sentence, please. Let me know the paragraph what the congratulations is for. But I'm absolutely grateful to be celebrating with my wife of 20 years.
we're supposed to be renewing our vows this year, and we wanted to be able to do a couple of things as it relates to renewing our vows. So we're getting everything together, and we're going to be doing that in a very little, small, intimate setting. And if I'm going to be honest with you, we've heard something in church to talk about a rebirth, what gives you sort of a baptism and really a consecration to this understanding, not just the general pizzazz of the wedding and the marriage and the vow and so forth and so on, but a consecration and a commitment to something that's greater. So my wife and I are going to be able to sign up for that with Bahama Harvest Church, and we're excited about that. We're excited about the couples, man. We're excited about the environment where there is sort of a rich approach to family and longevity and growth and progression and national agenda and sort of a commitment to community. We're excited to be a part of that. And I want to encourage all you folks out there, and don't mind me boasting about these things and where I am. I want to encourage you, wherever you are, to continue to be able to stay on course, to stay in your church, man. I stay in your church. Stay with those values, but not just inside the four walls. Find a way to get out and touch people with what you've learned inside the church. Find a way, man. Find a way to be able to get out there. And not just a rhythm of life, not just, God, keep me from this. My supervisor, I know somebody trying to sprinkle something around my desk. I know these people don't like it. Not just the rhythm of existence and occupation, but understand the purpose of contribution for growth. Can I say that? Can we talk like this today? That's going to be wide open. I want you guys to be a part of the conversation today. I know I sound like a bleeding heart all the time. But I believe in you, man. I believe in us. I believe that we have more to offer. And I believe that we've had our fill of political and professional malarkey. It's time to get back to community. I mean, what do we have to lose? Just think about it. What do we have to lose? Your mortgage? Huh? Having to pay a mortgage anymore? Having to be able to stand up? Somebody called me the other day. I think it was EP. Was it EP? Him and Greg called me after one of the shows. I think it was Monday. And they started to give me this analogy and how politicians in our country are sharks. And the people, the electorate, are whales. And then they broke down the analogy of how sharks eat of the flesh and continue to be able to consume as carnivores and predators as opposed to the whales. That doesn't understand their enormity, but only consume plankton, that has to take in tens of thousands of gallons of water just to be able to sift through and get 24 pounds of plankton. And for them to be full, they have to continue to consume water and sift through to identify this plankton. We, the people of the Bahamas, are that proverbial whale. Can I say that to you? We are that whale that has no understanding of our enormity and continue to coast and just breathe life and exist the best we can, whilst predators seek out what they can for their survival, their comfort, and their thriving in this kind of a position. We need to be able to collectively lock arms and understand our post and position. I watched a movie last night called Dumb Money. And Dumb Money was just that. It was a conversation about how Robin Hood, which was an app that gave you access to buy and sell on Wall Street. I'm just going to surmise it for you like this. Gave persons an opportunity. So Reddit worked simultaneously with Robin Hood, and they took the game stock up significantly by being able to hold. And they understood the strength of their community. So much so that Robin Hood sold out to Wall Street. Robin Hood did everything they could, cut off the app, did everything. That I was blown away. I remember the story, but when I heard the backstory to it, it blew my mind. It blew my mind of recognizing the strength of a community. It's time for us to do that. It's time for us to have this kind of a conversation and being able to talk like this with y'all guys. The lines are going to be wide open today. I want you guys to give me a call. It's Wednesday. a panel discussion, and I want to talk West Grand Bahama and Bimini. I want to talk about this kind of a feverish approach that the PLP is taking to ensure that they could be able to secure the victory. I want to talk about whether or not a loss for the PLP is a microcosm, sort of a snapshot of what our expectations could be in 2026. I want to talk about whether or not the Free National Movement has the wherewithal within their camp to see victory for their candidate, and if victory for their candidate, what does that bode? Does that bode well for the candidate? Does that bode well for Michael Pintard? What does it do? What does it do? I want to talk about this today. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the Family of Violence, 242-300, 5720, or hit me up, 422-4796. That's a text. Guys, make sure you pick up your Guardian newspaper. How key is high food prices not permanent? Government expects costs to fall when inflation eases, right? Minister Alkides, Michael Alkides, Minister of Economic Affairs, said yesterday that he expects the high cost of food items to eventually come down. Inflation is a product of supply and demand, Alkides says. When there is a lot of demand causing limited supply, prices go up. The reverse should happen as well when the demand sorts level off. We expect to see prices come down, he added. So we don't subscribe to the argument that once it goes up, it never comes down. We encourage all suppliers and people who sell products to the public to not surrender and say, well, that's the new normal. These things go in cycles. Recall a few months ago, at the prices of eggs, when it leveled out and the prices came down. We expect to do the same thing for everything. All right, so this is information that's in the paper guide. Make sure you pick up your Guardian newspaper. It's right there. Pintard, FNM under new management with new vision. I think this is peculiar. I might as well tell you that. I think this is peculiar. And I want to talk about this today. I want to know whether or not... You see... Oh, God. We talked like this before. And I'm grateful that you give me the sort of grace to have these conversations. We talk about the difference between glorified management and true leadership. Glorified management is a desire to not do a little bit better than the last fella. That's all it is. So you're glorified manager. All you want to do is just hold the line. I don't want nothing to spill. I don't want, let's not take any chances. Let's not do anything a little peculiar. Let's stay within the confines of these things. The last fella did this. We're going to do this. And if anything ever happens, we could always say, well, the last fella did this. And that should be able to be our saving grace. But leadership is not afraid to make modifications, to take a few blows to ensure that things move in a particular direction. Leadership is... having a major road project just before an election to understand that you may lose as a result of the inconvenience to the Bahamian people. You lose the battle. But your legacy, which is the war, will be steadfast and you retain your political collateral well into the future. Leadership is Hubert Alexander Ingraham taking a chance to do something that he knows well that was going to cause him to lose. He knows that. Well, I guess he figured with the rhythm of politics, anyhow, he's going to lose. But leadership was looking beyond that. How do we solidify something? How do I leave a mark in being able to reform the community? How do I do that? What do we do to be able to ease the life and the burden of congestion on the streets of Nassau every single day, that people could know that your government cares for you? He was so confident in that, he took a little ride around. I thought he was JFK. He's doing too much. He's out here waving in the back of the Jeep Cherokee, right? Waving in the back of the Jeep. It's fine. He's just, why is, what, is this the Queen? He's doing too much. To understand that he's done something that may lead to my political demise, but will never forget me for what I've done. So when I hear management, when it comes to politics, I always push past that because your cabinet ministers are managers. Leadership should be at the helm. Talk to me, how am I talking? Leadership should be at the helm of any political organization when we're doing those things. Guys, I want you to be able to give me a call. Let's be a part of these particular things today. I want to thank all my persons. I want to say this to you before we get deeper into anything. Christmas time's coming. Okay? I've already gotten significant calls. People, listen, I don't want to say you jiving me. I think that's inappropriate for me to be able to say because only you know where your pocket is. But I think it's time for us to stop with the casual conversation about these particular things. Every single person who has come with us and sat with us has seen an uptick, a significant increase in the selling of their product or services, however that is, whatever it is your product or your service, people show up to these things. And it ain't because of me. It may be because of the volume. It may be because of the emphasis that we place on it. It may be because people tune in, whether it be the Small Business Thursday or tuning into the shows. And I'm grateful for all of this. But everything works in tandem in ensuring that you get the sort of outcome that you're looking for within your business. And if you want to be able to hit a certain margin before the end of the year, then give us a call. Give us a call. Give me a call, 827-0111. Let's do some remotes. Come into the studio. Talk about your stuff. Let people start to think about your product or your service again. You may have added something new. Maybe you've taken something away. Maybe you've made modification. Maybe you could be able to boast about, there was one place, I can't remember what it was, right? Oh, I heard this story from someone. Was it in Baintown or was it in 8 Mile Rock? I can't remember. So the fella say, yeah, man, I come for one of these beers. How much your beers is? And they gave him the price. It must be like $7 for two or something. Right? Money's expensive beers. She said, I said that this was the coldest beers. I never say it was the cheapest, right? You got to be able to boast about whatever your angle is that you're setting to the community. Whatever that angle is, give us an opportunity to be able to make that thing happen for you and put it on the table. Because don't call me at the last minute because I am getting booked up every single day. The show is getting booked up every single day. And we want to be able to ensure that we have a space to be able to talk about your product and your service as we lead up to the month of December, as we lead up to that kind of a jolly old gay time where everybody is money flowing. Because, you know, because let's just be very clear about this. If you work for government, you get paid early, you may get your bonus, all these things that are the PLP. Talk to me. You may get everything that you're looking for, especially after we come off the heels of a by-election, to talk about what's happening. All right, so get yourself prepared to be able to do these things and get your product into the minds and hearts of those particular persons. Hit me up, 827-0111, 827-0111. We can get that done. I want to shout out to AFS Agents and Brokers, right there, number 407 Blue Hill Road South, just east of the Golden Gate Shopping Center, my good friend Etheric Bowe. That's everything laid out on the 8th day of November if you want to be able to get yourself your insurance and get all of those things prepared as you try to be able to formalize what you're doing when you hit the government road. Amen? I can't get no amen. When you hit the government road, you want to make sure you get all your T's crossed and all your I's dotted as you get out there because Operation Secure City is in full effect. And they tow in everybody. You might as well just get yourself prepared to do all those things. Guys, I want to take this quick commercial break and get back. When we get back, we're going to dive into deeper conversations. Maybe we started off with this vision and management and make a determination as to whether or not the Free National Movement is under new leadership with a true vision or whether or not this is glorified management with a desire to be able to hold the line. Quick commercial break. Be right back. After this,
The foundation.
We'll be back right after this.
The foundation. Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to?
Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. Buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Want to reach your Grand Bahama customers? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news in the Nassau Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
At Ron's Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators, and the generator's back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them 242-356-0249.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation. On this gorgeous Wednesday afternoon panel discussion, the lines are open if you want to be able to be part of that. Let me throw the numbers out again. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere for the family violence, 242-300-5720, or you can definitely be able to hit me up on text 422-4796. Let me read this. He says, was the chief passport officer working for free, or did he file a false declaration? Because according to this declaration, Kingsley Smith has no type of bank account. Let's take a look at the declaration. I looked over the declarations, and I'd like to say something. I care not to make any... Let me fix this for you. Let me kind of structure it the way I see it in my head. I think we like jokes in this country. I think we do our best to kind of look at something and, historically and scientifically, people would say that bigger people, fat people, which, you know, I'm a part of this particular group, let's just be very clear about this, have a tendency to be lighthearted and jolly because they want to avert your eyes from their size or from the obvious, whatever the thing is. And they start to talk about subsectors of persons who have, whether it be deformities, whether it be issues, whatever it is, they're trying to alleviate that. Even some of these issues that you can't see, right? They try to alleviate that with some comedic relief. The issue of impoverty or of poverty, right? Impoverishment, or let's just call it brokenness. The issue of economic disparity is a prevailing issue in our society that many of us don't talk about. And we're very casual about. And we do our best over the course of time to kind of avert your eyes. And so we've listened to our pastors, our parents. You've done our best to keep ourselves clean, right? You remember Smokey? You remember, not Smokey. What Mike X character was in Friday, when he keeps saying you get a BMW and you get 20s on it, right? And when Craig looked at it, he said, hey, they're not 20s, they're 10s. He said, yeah, they're 10s, but I keep it clean, though. I keep it clean. Remember that? You remember this? Remember he said that? Yeah, I keep it clean, though. That has been the tradition of who we are
in the Black diaspora. Understanding that we don't have what we aspire to have, that we're working towards that, but whatever we have, we do our best to kind of keep it clean. Our haircuts, our clothes, we are at the precipice of fashion globally. Refreshed to death with last year clothes. This is nothing new to who we are as a people globally. Locally, we've done our absolute best that if we can't jive you, we'll avert your eyes. I think election before last, Rodney Moncur, in his convicted position, with strength and a social understanding about him, that he's going to be transparent and honest about these particular things, he stood and defended his declaration of his dilly trees in his yard. I can't remember if it was dilly or mango tree. Nonetheless, the entire country smiled, we laughed, we smirked, we talked about it, but it did something socially. It set a precedent. Whilst we laughed at it, it went through. No one stopped it. No one did anything at this particular juncture. It went through. And in the midst of economic disparity, all of us, I don't care if you're from Black Village, if you're from 8 Mile Rock, if you're from Bayontown, if you're from Yamacraw, it don't matter where you're from. Many of us are going through the exact same thing on this rock. And the precedent that has been set to be able to look at dilly trees and make a determination has led to now this sort of a convicted position with strength to put a MacBook on a declaration. And I think it's wild. I think it's absolutely wild, because then you start to make a determination. Well, I got a 65-inch television. I got a 55-inch television. Also got a 32-inch television. I have five laptops. I have this. I have that. Do we now take in, as an assessment, even as an asset or a liability, do we now declare each one of our subsets right down to your Movado watch? This is bananas. This is bananas. And that is the issue of being able to laugh things off because you set a precedent in the country. People behind you are watching. This is what I said. The difference between leadership and glorified management is that if you ever find yourself in a position where people would like to kind of deflect and say, well, Jesus, you can't declare this. You say, well, the precedent has already been set. You all didn't say nothing when this fella did this. And you got to shut your mouth up and let this go through. There has to be a higher caliber, a higher standard that we hold ourselves to politically, professionally, personally, within our family lives, that we can be able to get to a place with pride. And not this kind of a easing God out, this egotistical pride. This pride of knowing that we are steadfast in our commitments and being able to see ourselves align with the Constitution of this country. That we're working with transparency to a greater goal. That in the spirit of my good cousin Nico Grant and even Donald Trump, of making the Bahamas better again. We have to know that. Because as I look at this, I don't see nothing funny about this. This isn't funny. There's nothing funny about this. This is not for kicks and giggles for me. This is a very serious thing. Because when I had to make my declaration, I was so afraid. That's one of the biggest, like, the fear that I had in politics. I knew I was broke. And in that kind of a broken state, I didn't want to present to the world. I didn't ask anybody for anything. I had generational property. I had property that was none of these things in my name now. Talk to me. Everybody know that's model one. They don't bother with it. But I don't have anything in my name because it just don't work like that. How do I declare this? How do I now translate this into value when I'm presenting myself to my constituency, my community, whilst I'm no fool. A lot of people might not necessarily know me in my community. And even those who know of me or know my family, they'd like to see whether or not I was responsible with what I had. And it's hard to be responsible in this country making $4.25 an hour. Talk to me, I can't even get an amen. There needs to be a standard, a higher standard. Because even this process is a process that you can manipulate. Even this process is a process that you can be able to, because his declaration was $3,400, right? Salary. And then I saw, let me open this up before I start talking and tell you all these things. And then I saw for others $25,000. I thought this was peculiar. I said, what's this other thing all about? This is what's happening in the country. And we have to have a very clear conversation about it. Whilst there may not necessarily be anything illegal about it, I think we need to be more ethical in our approach. I don't know whether or not we enshrine the ethics into the laws to ensure that people stay on the up and up and the straight and narrow when they're presenting themselves to the Bahamian people. This ain't enough information. Some people will make their determination as to whether or not they vote for you, they support you, based upon these numbers that you bring. I'm just saying. I don't want to talk about Tanil's MacBook, because I see that all over social media. I don't want to talk about those things. I would much rather every single candidate in this election is either broke or broken. And I don't care how we superficially decipher between individuals from a financial standpoint. All that is garbage. They're broke or broken. Because all of us come from one community with a passion to serve. We believe that God has called us to do this thing. Beyond the bishop. We believe that we're born for such a time. Every single person believes this, Esther. That I was born for such a time as this. God has called me. But if God called you, he should prepare you, baby. Buller, and tell you, save your money. And tell you, do X amount of things. If I was ever to do this again, I got to be able to put some significant numbers out there to show you my value beyond my words. But beyond that, I got to be able to show you a vision for the constituency. And that's the issue that I have in West Grand Bahama and Bimini. Not one candidate has shown me a vision for the constituency. I've been listening. There are two candidates that are absolutely oblivious to what West Grand Bahama needs. Tanil, in her particular capacity, started to talk about the kind of an idea as an independent candidate. If she wins this thing, then she'll go around and still continue to be able to ask persons about, you know, representation, what needs to happen in the community. That's great. That's honest. Lincoln, in his particular capacity, has continued to talk about infrastructural development and maintenance and him being able to bring those things to you, simultaneously talking about what the COI sees in terms of value in the blue economy, what can happen from these other spaces. Okay, that's excellent. I can't fight these two. They're not necessarily West Grand Bahamian people. I don't fight them for that. But for my three Grand Bahamian people who grow up in 8 Mile Rock, born in West Grand Bahama, born and raised there, every one of you, you don't even come close to the mark of what needs to happen in your constituency. Let's shoot straight. You go into West Grand Bahama on any given day, at any time of the day, there's a plaza in 8 Mile Rock, just before we reach West End. There's a plaza in 8 Mile Rock called Hot Dog Plaza. There are at least 8 to 15 people, almost like they're on different shifts, that are drinking relentlessly in that space. Hot Dog, who's passed on before us. See, I tell you all, I know this constituency and community. I used to buy my beverages from Hot Dog when I had my restaurant and bar in Eid Maroc. Hot Dog has created a space where he left significant inheritance for his child, his son, after he's passed on because of rum in Eid Maroc. I'm fighting Hot Dog. He's my guy. The community is absolutely demolished. It is broken beyond physical repair. Now, you don't know that because you ain't from Eid Maroc. I'm not going to fight you. But a bishop should know that. And Kingsley should know that. Daquan Swain, the Swain fellow, he should know that. Then you walk out your door, you see alcoholism from people who were carpenters and masons. You see nothing but rum drinking. And you have nothing to say about it. Nothing. You avert your eyes. You avert your eyes for this. When I was in the church with Ricardo Grant, I said we need to do more missions and touching the people right around us. And that didn't happen. How is there an expectation that you'll still touch the people around you now? It's a pet peeve of mine, and it really grinds my gears. Because these are some of the most talented people that Grand Bahama has to offer, that have fallen in a deep hole of depression and seek to drink their way out of it, smoke their way out of it, fornicate their way out of it. And there is no intangible course or recourse for them to be able to revive. You cannot offer them jobs. You have none. All you can offer them is another promise. This is why I'm telling you, whoever wins is still a loser, because you're going to be whipped with the switch of Obadiah Wilscombe and the promises that were made to West Grand Bahamians that have never been realized. And so when you come to 2026, if there is nothing tangible, as persons hold their breath another 2 years, you are going to find yourself up the creek again. Let's be decent when we're talking like this. You've set a precedent of trying to jive and connive for an opportunity for yourself. But the electorate has shifted entirely from that. My cousins, my family, my friends, loved ones, schoolmates. I'm 42 years old. I've gone to school in Eid Maroc my whole life, primary and high school. The people who are voting, their children, I know them and their children. And when I went there trying to get the nomination last time, my friends, I want to say this to you, some of them who dropped out of school in the ninth grade for illicit activities to be able to pursue an opportunity to sell drugs. Man, let me just shoot straight with you. In the 90s, I saw them. And they pulled me into a small little meeting. Howard, if you go, how could we support you? I said, hold on, what kind of thing? We hear you won't go. How can we support you? I said, I don't understand. How would we know you from you was in school? But I promise you, from here to God, this is what the fellas tell me. I didn't ask them for this. They said, we know you from you was young. I have X amount of children now. I can't let my daughter go through what I've gone through. She have to finish school. She have to do these things. We know that you always had a heart for the community, how we can help. That is the sentiment that exists on the ground. If you come and tell me you can build a sports facility, you are wildly out of touch. And you can never reform a community when you're trying to be able to transform your financial situation. Let me take this commercial break, get the news, and be right back after this.
Foundation. The 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 foundation. 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 The foundation. The foundation.
We'll be back right after this.
The foundation. The foundation. The foundation. The foundation. The
foundation. Too many debt bills? Overdue on loan payments? Improve your credit score and credit report with the Bahamas Credit Bureau. Shrink your debt payments with a debt consolidation loan and built-in savings that pays you 5% interest. Call 356-7764.
Let me ask you a few questions. What's your name?
Pam.
Favorite food?
Steak.
Beer or wine?
Wine.
Is your money safe?
It's under my bed, so I guess so.
Are you serious?
Yeah, why?
Unless your money is in a bank or credit union that's a member of the Deposit Insurance Corporation, there's no guarantee it's safe.
Yeah, but what if something happens to the bank?
Your Bahamian dollar deposits are insured up to $50,000, so you'd still be ahead. Plus, your mattress might catch fire. Then what?
Man, those banks and credit unions are looking good right about now.
Visit the DIC's website at www.dic.bs. Protection for your money, guaranteed with DIC.
This November 9th through 11th, 2023, the eyes of the world turns to the Bahamas for Ijoni's first annual Believers Missions Conference. Unshakable. Hundreds will converge to the Mousie Monroe Diplomat Center, Carmichael Road, for strategies and solutions for effective kingdom evangelism and missions training in a 21st century world. The assignment is this year's theme. Dynamic speakers for this event include Evangelist Ricardo Luner, Evangelist Brian Weller, Dr. Michelle Nichols from the United States of America, Dr. Petit Faria, Jean Heder from Haiti, Dr. Sean McKenzie, Dr. Patrick Roll from Bahamas Faith Ministries International, and President of Alden Johnson Outreach Ministries International, Dr. Alden Johnson. Night sessions are free. The official opening kicks off Thursday, 6 to 9 p.m. Day sessions from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Don't miss this important moment in history. Mark your calendar. Miles Monroe Diplomat Center, Carmichael Road, November 9th through 11th, 2023. Be there.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Foundation. Foundation. The foundation. The foundation. Foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation, on this absolutely gorgeous Wednesday afternoon, live and in full effect. Should be a panel discussion. I don't know if you all are just listening in. If you want to be able to participate, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, or hit me up, 422-4796. We're live and in full effect, being able to sort of have this conversation with you. I know, maybe my politics ain't yours. I don't know. Maybe I'm looking for a different set of values than you. I don't know. Maybe me going against like a proverbial salmon, against the tide of traditional politics in this country is not necessarily going to bode well. I don't know. Or maybe you haven't had your fill of this garbage that we call politics just yet. I don't know. But there has to be a new course of direction for growth and development for this country. The reason why I believe in you so strong is it's only a handful of us. This is our Canaan. This is our promised land. And the only thing that we can do is look to others within our tents to be able to get us out. Maybe we have to look to another tribe. Because there's no liberty here. There's no access, there's no opportunity, there is suppression. There is rhythm and there is intoxication. That's what this is. Now, how are you saying and never get in politics? I've come to a conclusion in my mind. I used to sit on the side of when we would play 21, basketball, 8 Maroc. When you play 21, maybe 15 of y'all on the court. Whoever win 21, they get to choose. The second highest person, they get the second team. And that's how it goes. So you have to sit on the sideline and wait until it's your time to be able to pick a team. And let's be very clear about something. When you're sitting on the sideline and say, oh my God, but he's traveling. That's traveling. Everybody on the court stop and look at you and say, hold on, you win in this game. You need to shut up. Let's be very clear about this. I've come to a clear understanding that gum bussing and pontification from the sidelines means absolutely nothing. If you don't participate to carry your spirit and conviction into these spaces for transformation, you might as well shut up. Unless you create your own space, unless you create your own organization, and you have the wherewithal to convince people to follow you. Bahamian politics was not always this bad. It has eroded over the years because of a selfish perspective, because of capitalism and this kind of a spirit that got y'all blinded to get something for yourself. Lines open. Let me take a telephone call. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Howard, how are you?
I'm good. What's happening?
Howard, help me. One Grand Bahamian to the other. I love listening to you.
Praise God, I appreciate you.
But I wanted to comment on 8 Mile Rock and Western, right? Mm-hmm. In all seriousness, mm-hmm. Those communities need serious help, right? Serious
mm-hmm.
help.
Mm-hmm.
And the North is not going to work down there. Mm-hmm. You agree?
I agree.
You know, I'm an auditor, so I think in, organizing, calculating terms, what I would do, right, is I would just make a concerted effort to try to figure out in those communities what is the most pressing need.
The low-hanging fruit.
Exactly, right? Mm-hmm. Take an inventory.
Mm-hmm.
In my, just my observation, and I live in Nassau now, mm-hmm. but just going home, I always say that it is so depressing for me to go
Isn't
through
it?
Those communities.
Isn't it depressing? I don't go to 8 Mile Rock till the nightfall.
And I went to private school as well, but I graduated from 8 Mile Rock High School. And those days were different, right? Just a different set of people down there.
You graduated my mommy, eh?
Yeah.
Okay, praise God.
She graduated, but she was probably one class above me, right?
Mm-hmm.
But basically we're in the same set.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Right? So I would take I don't see any community centers down there, Howard, right? Mm-hmm. I don't see anything that I think that the people need some encouragement down there. And how do we do that? Now, we have a lot of liquor stores, and then we have just as much churches. Mm-hmm. So we need more than that in that community. The people are hurting. And what I always said was, these communities or these islands that were affected directly and devastatingly by hurricanes need more than the regular budget. You agree?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think that the government should have moved into those communities like Abaco and Western and 8 Mile Rock specifically, mm-hmm. right? Because the people were devastated by the hurricane, Dorian, and then COVID on top of that. Just killing bam, bam, right? Mm-hmm. So you needed more than the regular budget to be operating down there in those constituencies. You agree?
I agree with you.
All right.
I don't know whether or not that can come from central government, but I agree with you that they're going to need more of an influx to
create. They should have increased the budgets in those areas and made sure that there were community centers, that there were sufficient schools, that they were open, that they had the necessary whatever they needed after the hurricane, right? So I don't think that is happening. And this regular, you know, status quo and how we do politics, you know, fixing, patching up the roads and putting on temporary dim light, that is not enough. Okay?
That is not enough.
Mm-hmm. We're wasting money, right? We have some buildings down there that I've seen some people put online. Why are those buildings unoccupied? Mm-hmm. Why? This is a waste of money. It's a slap in the face to these people. They should be upset. They should want more. Right? And they shouldn't feel bad about asking for more. Mm-hmm. Right? We mm-hmm. have to want more for ourselves and our children. We all contribute to the consolidated fund and the public treasury, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Okay? We need some serious help down there. Look at the whole cabinet down there. They should have been down there 2 years ago. Right? When hurricane devastated those people, okay, and then COVID finished up the job.
Mm-hmm.
This is ridiculous, and people should not accept it.
Wow.
Look at the candidate. I don't care who they are, black, purple, blue, green, yellow, and whatever color,
mm-hmm.
and see, question these people, and see who really can help our people out down there. This is not a joke. Not a joke.
Wow.
Our children's lives and future is at stake. This is serious.
I agree with you.
Amen.
I thank you so much, ma'am, for your contribution. I want to say a couple of things, though. I don't know. I don't claim to be. I know I'm not smarter than these people. I know that I'm not smarter than them. I know. And maybe because of the rhythm of what I do every day, that I have to ingest information. And maybe because of my proximity to politics, I could see some things differently. The Free National Movement, or the government of the Bahamas during the time that said that they wanted to get involved in more PPPs, public-private partnerships, to be able to forge relationships, to utilize those funds by providing an asset. Let's say the government provide an asset like the land, and you provide the funds, and the government give you certain assurities that you can get access, so forth and so on, that you could develop this thing, and then we find our happy medium there. That PPP was an excellent idea. Okay? For me, I don't believe that central government should neglect, let's say, North Abaco for the purposes of being able to ensure that you fortify an already broken community. Because as soon as you start to pour significant effort into 8 Mile Rock, let's call it 8 Mile Rock proper, then, you know, West End is going to say, well, what about us? Right? What about us? You were supposed to provide us opportunity for a long time. We've been a sleeping fishing village. We're stuck in the 80s while the country roaring forward into the 2020s. What about us? Right? And then that'll lead to Rugged Island having the same thing. So there needs to be neutrality and balance when you're identifying these particular budgets. And then that is when members of parliament continue to agitate for their constituency and say, hey, listen, if you increase in those areas, we recognize, acknowledge, and accept there's deprivation there, but what about my constituency? So public-private partnerships and identifying business partners within each constituency, each island, and the government being able to fortify them and assist them should bode well. Let me give you an example. There should have been an assessment from Lands and Survey, because we're still waiting on it, to identify all the Crown land in the country. This is not a difficult thing. This is absolutely not difficult. This is an 18-month to 24-month top project with utilizing technology, mapping out and identifying this land and showing the value of these particular lands. West Grand Bahama has significant Crown land, but it also has significant generational property. There should be an opportunity to be able to assess all these things, and a private partner comes in and says, we want to be able to create a community of bed and breakfast. We have $5.7 million. Let's say $5 million, round numbers. Let's do that. We have $5 million to be able to inject into this. We have partners that are eager to be able to assist us. We need certain concessions. The government of Bahamas, understanding this, should be able to make an assessment and create public-private partnerships for opportunities to exist in that. And the first persons that should be acknowledged and provided opportunities are the persons that live in your immediate constituency. That's just what I believe. And we could do that, manipulate that same PPP concept in almost every subdivision of business, whether that's science, whether that is entertainment, whether that is accommodation, whether that is sports. Whatever it is, there are relationships that can be forged to ensure that we can undergird and provide opportunities for the community that exists. But if you continue to look at major anchor projects, if you continue to look at the traditional aspect, and this is what I tell you the difference between leadership and glorified management. If there isn't concepts and ideas that you can anchor and sink your teeth into to say that I know that there is an opportunity for immediate persons in my constituency, in my area, then, you know, what are we doing this for? Lines open. Be a part of the conversation. Next call on the line. Call on the line with us, Ive. Go ahead.
So, Howard, how are you today?
I'm good, man. What's happening?
I'm fine, thanks. I just came from Grand Bahama. Let me tell you this. The exact thing you're saying, exactly what this government is doing. They're not talking it. They're doing it now, okay? If you see in Bimini, they just have signed a private partnership agreement for the airport in Bimini that will start in three stages that will start right away, okay? Mm-hmm. They're going to invest $30 million right away to start, okay? Mm-hmm. As early as probably next week, all right? And Kingsley Smith would be the best person for the job at this time in West Grand Bahama. Let me explain to you why. He will have a seat at the table, all right? I saw Michael Pintard said last week that he has a list of about 1,500 homes that tarps on it that need to be fixed. So these homes, he couldn't find them during the administration after Hurricane Dorian. Huh? I did a video about with the government complex. They refused to open the government complex, which mm-hmm. will be open next week and will be named after Obadiah Wilscombe, mm-hmm. okay? Mm-hmm. The same thing with the school. They stagnated the contractor intentionally. I mean, hurting the kids in 8 Mile Rock, all right, hurting the kids in Weston. That is totally, absolutely wrong, mm-hmm. okay? The most beautifulest complex I've seen as a clinic in any one of the family islands is right there in Weston. That's mm-hmm. the best complex I've seen on a family island, so, okay? Mm-hmm. And Mr. Obadiah Wilscombe just recently renovated before his untimely passing, okay? Mm-hmm. So when we're talking about things to be done in Western constituency, mm-hmm. I think they're on the right track of getting things done. When Mr. Smith is elected, okay, he will sit at the cabinet, all right? So you will see some things.
Hold on. Wait.
Go right ahead.
Wait. He will sit in the cabinet?
Yes, sir.
In which capacity?
He's not going to be a backbencher. He's going to be a cabinet minister.
In which capacity? Right?
And I think he's going to be the Minister of Social Services.
Hold on now. You can't tell me you're short in one position than you think.
I know why I said think, okay? I'm just saying think, right? But I can guarantee you he'll be the next Minister of Social Services, okay?
I like what you're saying. I'm going to fight you. Thank you so much.
So when you're talking about being able to do for the persons of West End and Bimini, the constituents of West End and Bimini, That's a broad injection that can happen right away. This ain't about personalities, you know. This is about getting the job done and assisting those people that really, really need the assistance. And I can tell you this. I think, personally, the government should take an initiative and open a second airport in Reston, make that the international airport for Grand Bahama instead of the one in Freeport.
You okay? I don't know.
You know?
I like what you're saying. Thank you so much for your telephone call, my brother. You see, when the government of the Bahamas sits down with international players to sign a memorandum of understanding, a letter of intent, all these particular things, and they present this with a pomp and pageantry to the Bahamian people, this is no longer a PLP concept. It doesn't belong to the PLP anymore. When the government of the Bahamas says that this is a project for a constituency, a community, an island, so forth and so on, it no longer exists within the bowels of their political organization, FNM or PLP. It is stuffed into a proverbial pipeline that is blocked, I keep telling you, that belongs to the people of the Bahamas. This is no longer in your hand. You did your part. We'll take it from here. By stuffing this project in Bimini into the pipe, anyone who is the member of parliament have oversight over that. Anyone. They have a responsibility of being able to ensure that they can accommodate these persons accordingly to get this done, not for their political organization, but for the constituents and the constituency, for the overall development of the people of the Bahamas. So making all these promises, you're ready to knock Kingsley out of the race. You're ready to knock him out. You can be assured that he's going to sit in the cabinet of you. Come on, man. Let's be clear with this particular thing. You could give me all these assurities in the world. You could do as best as you possibly can. Even that would be a bad move. Can I say that? Is it okay? To make Kingsley Ferguson, I'm sorry, Kingsley Ferguson, y'all, forgive me for that. Kingsley Smith. To make Kingsley Smith a cabinet minister and put him in social services in a constituency where significant deprivation is, you calling for this man, listen to me, he will be slaughtered. Because there is relentless desire and a cabinet ministry is not concentrated in your constituency. You now have a responsibility to ensure that the entire Bahamas is accommodated accordingly. And you can't put significant effort in your constituency. This man got 2 years to win his seat again. You better leave him alone and let him go out there and do what every one of them say and keep asking questions. You put him in the cabinet of the Bahamas, you're looking for him to lose again. In 2026, this is only my assessment. Next caller. Call on the line with the side. Go ahead.
Howard, I'm sorry to call back a second time, but, you know, the caller before, you started your conversation, you know, your speech there. He said these things are happening. But, you know, the thing is, why does it take, like, a devastation, something to happen devastatingly?
Because Bahamian people have the condition of being reactive rather than proactive.
Exactly.
They're reactive.
We have to stop that. You look at these. Why, right? Where was the FNM? Where was the PLP all these years? This didn't just happen. The condition of 8 Mile Rock, right, and West End, and you know, Bimini is doing okay, right? But West End and 8 Mile Rock in particular, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where were they? They were here, right? They mm-hmm. weren't. If it wasn't PLP in government or FNM in government, it was swapping back and forth. So what's this? Talking about these things are happening.
But I expected this to happen.
Okay.
There was an issue that I called. And I thank you so much for your telephone call. There was an issue with payment for people in the government complex right there. It was going to be the Obadiah Wilscombe complex. 1.5 weeks before Obadiah untimely demise. And I have records, I can tell you this. Maybe a week and a half, maybe 2 weeks before Obadiah's untimely demise, I got calls from security guards, from other persons in that complex who've been working and had not been paid for months. They hadn't been paid from December of the year before, many of them. They hadn't gotten one single check from December the year before. I got this call. Whilst Obadiah Wilscombe was alive and well, I got this call. And they expected me to come on the show, and they wanted to come on the show and talk about it. I'm telling you the truth. I said to them, and verify this, I said to them, did you follow the lines of protocol? You're not going to come on my show and scream and cry because you're not going to get anything done like that. I said, did you follow the lines of protocol? I talked to a group of them. And they say, well, we talked to this one. I said, did you send a letter? Did you go through the proper lines of protocol and all these things? I'm trying to get someplace with you. And I indicated to them, let's give it some time. I said, we're going to give it a week. Then they gave me the gentleman's number, who is the overseer for the entire thing. I don't want to call his name, right? I called him. I explained to him who I was. I explained to him my position. I explained to him the calls that I got. And I explained to him the capacity of being able to talk about not only him, but what's not happening in West Grand Bahama and Bimini. And I said to him, you know, would you like me to call Pia Glover-Roll to see if we can be able to rectify these particular issues? He said, no, Howard. I said, you sure? I said, because I'm getting calls and I could see if I could try to help you to pay these people. He said, no, Howard, we should be able to get that done. He said, but I can't call you Wednesday. Wednesday, come and we can have a conversation. By the next Wednesday, some things have shifted. He and I spoke maybe that Thursday. And by the next week, Obi was dead. My point to you is that these issues existed, and when Obadiah Wolscombe died, and we knew that there was going to be a by-election, I spoke to several persons. I said, fret not, thou shalt be paid now. And I made a telephone call, and they said, yes, we've received our first dispensation of payment. It's inevitable. Bahamian people are reactive. The government of the Bahamas is reactive. Their only proactivity historically is to ensure that they take care of the external foreigners that's going to be able to bring this concept and idea of new business to the country. But for those of us who are in this position, you see, Kimsley Ferguson is in the papers right now agitating for a higher increase, higher wages. This kind of a reactive approach. We see that Pia Glover-Roll is saying that we've already given a 23% increase. And we have to go through the tripartite, the committees and subcommittees to be able to ensure that we can be able to rectify this or even present this accordingly. We are left at the back burner as a community. And the only time we're ever brought to the forefront is when there needs to be instantaneous gratification and reciprocity for the government of the Bahamas. We're going to see more and more of this. And the only way that we can fix that is with proper agitation and a unified strength of understanding that we are the whales here and the sharks can get away with this no more. Quick commercial break. Be right back after this.
The Foundation.
The Foundation. We'll be back right after this.
The Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation.
Craving an authentic calzone? Well, make the right choice at Marco's Pizza. Our signature calzones feature our handmade dough,
stuffed with toppings,
our fresh three-cheese blend, served with a side of pizza sauce. For a limited time, order two. That's right, two of our two-topping calzones and 1 liter Coke
for only $15.
Restrictions apply. Customize your calzones right now at MarcosPizzaBahamas.com. Now closing at 11:30 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays.
Buying a home is one of the most important investment decisions you'll ever make, so it's best to insure your home for the full replacement value. If your home is underinsured, the condition of average could apply and reduce the amount you'll receive if you make a claim. Ask your insurance agent about underinsurance and condition of average before you purchase or renew your home insurance policy. For more information, visit www.icb.gov.bs. This message was brought to you by the Insurance Commission of the Bahamas.
Chenet's Chesapeake Road Christmas Wonderland is open under the Big Tent. Get your Christmas trees in pink, frosted, green, or white in a variety of sizes. Musical Christmas LED and laser lights. A large variety of tree ornaments. Lighted angels and Santa tree toppers. Bright and lively colored Christmas balls in all sizes. Garlands, wreaths, tree skirts, stockings, and lots more. Add flowers, picks, and decorative mesh to brighten up your home or office this holiday season. And don't forget the toys at Chenet's Chesapeake Road. Check our selections online at www.chenets.com.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. The foundation. Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation, right here. Wednesday panel discussion. Lines are wide open. If you want to be a part of it, 323-6232-325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the family of islands, toll-free number 242-300-5720, or hit me up 422-4796. We're just talking about where we are as a nation, and through the lens of politics and what's going to be happening in West Grand Bahama and Bimini. And you know, sometimes I just have a bleeding heart, man. Y'all forgive me. I mean, don't fight me. Just either we can talk about it or we can talk about it. Either you want to avert your eyes and act like it don't happen, either you're one of those people who will stop and look at the accident and keep moving, or you don't look at the accident. But there are some people who get out and see, how can I participate with the skill set I have? There needs to be more people getting out. You're so consumed with your day and your time and your this and your that, that you're allowing the country to run into amok. It's time for you to participate. And your vote is not enough. We need your vote. We need your voice. We need your body. We need your mind. We need your skill set to participate in the reformation for this country. Because the only thing that you're going to have is an amplified desire of the exact same thing. Friends, family, lovers, taken care of. Unless you're working hard to become a lover or trying to be able to get close enough to be a friend. Because if you ain't blood or even have a significant relationship, you could cut that family thing out. There's a couple of texts coming through. Let me see if I can read a few of these. This is Howard, good day. You're so correct when you're with your sentiments. Do we as a nation, do we really want change in this country? I think we do. I think we do. I listened to this guy smoking a cigarette last night on TikTok. He's one of those, like one of the Dalai Lamas. This Indian guy smoking a cigarette, got one leg crossed under another, listening to these people swinging through TikTok. What I'm telling you is, look at TikTok for this type of content. And the woman says that she's stuck in a cycle. She continues to see the exact same thing in her life. How can she get out of this cycle? So he says, you don't want to get out, because you are a recipient of some comfort. It provides you some alleviant, some satisfaction. You don't want to get out. You get pleasure from this in some way. And she was confused because she wants to get out based upon what her mouth says. But the rhythm of her life is to retain this position. And he goes on to say, sometimes he's convinced that poor people, those people who are poor on paper, live a better life than those people who are rich on paper. Because to retain, to maintain, to sustain your rich, your wealth, your position, you have to put in more hours. You have to work consistently. But so many poor persons do their eight and they skate. They have a beverage, they chill out, they watch television, and they go back at the rhythm of this poverty the next day. That's where we are in this country. We say we want change, but we're content with the comforts the government has offered us. We don't look for success. We're only looking to retain, to maintain, and sustain the familiar comforts of what we've seen before. That's all this is, familiar comforts. We are afraid to step out into the unknown. We are afraid of a bigger vision than we could be able to see. We are afraid. And if we are afraid, you will never, never get to the next step. You will never. This is who you are. You have to decide. We have to decide. Hell no, not no more. And that's a collective decision. That can't be 8,000 voters for the COI. That can't be 13,000 voters for the FNM. I mean, for the DNA. That can't be 428 voters for the independent. That has to be a collective decision. And the FNM or the PLP are so convinced that you are content with the rhythm and the tradition of politics that they don't even try to talk to you about a vision for tomorrow. All they do is regurgitate the same things that was done before. So yes, we want to change, but not really. Next one. It says, if we as a people don't come together and build our community, nothing will happen. If we wait on the government, we need real local government and a good budget. That's information. It says, Mr. Grant, that caller is an old PLP crony. No one wants to hear from persons who don't live in the area. He drank too much of the Kool-Aid. This is Texas coming through. I'm not going to fight him, right? It says, so the airport starting next week. The government complex opened up next week. The clinic opening up next week. What happened in the last 2 years? What the man want me to believe is that the only government ministers who can possibly get anything done are the cabinet ministers? What my question is, what's the point of the rest of them heating up the place, like the speakers say? What is their purpose? This is Texas coming through, right? It says, excuse me, good day, Howard. Both governments are at fault. I'm not knocking any party. So as a cabinet minister, already, that's something for the people to think about. 8 Mile Rock and West End looks the same. So much different. They look the same. Not much different, rather, from I spent summers to visit them time after time. Mr. Smith, I have nothing against him, but his election needs enhancement. It's a text coming through. It says reactive. It's a text. Let me read this and I can come through the line. Reactive indeed. A gas retailer, we've been talking with government since April of last year. And while giving a 6-month concession for them, 18 months later, we are still trying to get a resolution to our issue. We not wish to close down. Well, I guess we do not wish to close down because it will be a tremendous inconvenience to all, but we are teetering on that because making 8 cents on a dollar is not sustainable. It's a text that's coming through. We know that we've been enduring some issues as it relates to the petroleum industry for some time. I see that LNG just came into Grand Bahama, right? LNG, they're preparing to be able to get that kind of a clean energy source in Grand Bahama with LNET. This is an amazing thing, isn't it? It's absolutely bananas. Congratulations to all those persons who are involved. Guys, if you want to be a part of the call, the conversation, give me a call. Telephone caller on the line, go ahead.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing? Hello, turn your radio down.
Hello.
Yes, sir, I'm right here.
Hello.
I'm right here, cousin.
Hello.
I'm right here. Only person to say that much hello to me is my wife. When I call her, if I don't give her a certain tone, she don't even ask. She play like she didn't have me. Right? I say, hello. Hello? Hello. I can't hear what you're saying. And then I got to hit her with an upbeat. Hello? Oh, hey, what's up?
because you give me way too much. Hello, I'm right here. I can hear you. Everybody can hear you. Give me a call back. Let's see if we can get you on. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hey, Howard, how you doing?
I can hear you now. Go ahead. All is well.
Yeah, that's Sparky.
Hey, what's
up? Let me tell you something. Now, I know that's your show.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes you got to be a little bit more considerate.
Sparky, you just called. I couldn't hear you.
And I'm spending money on the phone.
Sparky, you wasn't on the phone for 38 seconds. Why you do this every time?
Okay, Howard, let me tell you something. Good news.
Go ahead.
I want Carmichael Road now coming from down by the property. Because the man with the tractor tell me the property clean. So me and Gully ask him from Freeport. Your boy, you know him, eh?
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Just go up the road down there, man. Anyway, we just come from the property, Howard. The tractor man cleared the property.
Mm-hmm.
It's looking beautiful now. You got to go down and dig the well with the backhoe for the animals to drink water.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Howard?
Yeah, I'm right here.
I wanted to make a correction about me posting something about the Haitian building houses down on the government found land.
The two-story Haitian house with solar.
With the two-story thing.
Yeah.
Me and Gully just talked to the people down there. And I found out they're not Haitians, they're Bahamians.
My God.
And I told him I'll apologize for what I said. Because
God.
The tractor driver them from the government and the ministry told me that their problem was that these houses, they didn't give no permission for these houses to be built.
Mm-hmm.
But I just spoke to the people who got the houses. They say they do have permission to build them two-story building and thing down there.
Mm-hmm.
And they right cross the road from my property.
Mm-hmm.
The problem we have now, Howard, is the government access land to get to the property. My tractor man finished clearing my land, I can start planting and things.
Mm-hmm.
The people down there tell me, wait, Sparky, don't plant nothing. The Haitians is coming tonight and teeth everything.
My God, you're going
plant,
back to...
If you plant a pumpkin, a watermelon,
you're going back peas, again.
Anything.
I thought we was done with this, because I was just about to ask you if they changed the color from red and blue for the house, because you said it was a Haitian house. I was trying to figure out how the house could be a Haitian house. But now you're going right back and make allegations and speculations that the people coming in the night and you ain't got no data.
I am man enough to apologize. Right?
I'm not
I was going on the basis of what the people from the Ministry of Agriculture and Ministry of Works told me.
Hello? So Jomo could help you from here. That's what you're saying.
Jomo could help me from here. Jomo say he could go and concentrate on getting the access road fixed so the farmers could come down and start their farm. Because they say they're encouraging farming, but I believe they don't really want us to farm.
My God.
Because most of these people involved with shareholders are these companies who just bring in the food to the country.
Sparky, we got to get it. You just end up unraveling. I got to let you go. I'm not going to fight you. I'm glad that you called the show and kind of rectify that. It sounds as though that the guys with the two-story house was listening in. And they wanted to kind of clear a few things up for you. So I'm glad that you was able to call the show and rectify that and kind of modify your position and beg the apology humbly of those people. But then you're going right back at it and say, the Haitians thiefing in the night. Now, I could be wrong. I can say this. I grew up in a very close proximity to authentic Haitians, right? I grew up with them. Grew up. I don't know one Haitian thief. Not one. I know a lot of thief from Pinedale. My daddy showed me some fellas. Say, baby, this boy is a natural born thief. I say, he was born? He said, he born a thief. I said, my God. Make me question whether or not they find his the afterbirth. You might be thief that. How you know he's a born thief? Huh? I know thieves. When they come in your house, they got a clap. I never met a Haitian thief. Now, that ain't saying that they don't exist. They may have nubs, but that ain't saying they don't exist. Now, you come back on the radio, Sparky, I call the people a thief in the night. It's too much. I can't take it. Sparky, it's too much. It's too much. And then you go on and say, you don't really think they want. Let's not do that. Let's just be decent and be able to put it out there. Jomo Campbell assist him.
the best he can. You know that you have support. You know that you have those people within this organization, within the this administration, being able to assist you. And for a very long time, Sparky, remember for years, you've been talking about this. You finally get it done. Don't put your foot in your mouth. Let's be decent. Next telephone call. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead. No? All right, guys, give me a call if you want to be able to be a part of the conversation. So it says West End needs to move strategically. Shake both parties up. Vote Tadaro. You have 2 years for her to show what she got. The PRP and the FNM will wake up and the election coming in 2 years, so they will work harder. That's a text coming through. I mean, people can vote whatever they want to vote. But I don't know whether or not any political organization or independent could be able to benefit the community. Because ain't even none of them touch it. None of them could identify that this is an issue. It is an issue when you have skilled men. You have skilled men either leaving your constituency, leaving the island of Grand Bahama, or turning to some form of intoxication, some elixir, to be able to alleviate the pain of no occupation in their spirit. That's what the problem is. It ain't that they're churning and have no place to go. That ain't it. The problem is they don't have nowhere to execute the passion, the idea, the talent that they have amassed over time. One time ago, everybody would paint their house in West Grand Bahama around Christmas time. You know you can paint a couple of houses. Even me. I would make one little $800, $600 painting people's house for one little week. Even me, as a young boy. Now, these people can't even take care of their own place. It's because of occupation, money. That's what they're looking for. That's what they're looking for. Next telephone call. Call on the line. Go ahead. You're on? This line messed up, eh? Call, I know if it's your phone or it's my phone. I know I see you drop it, then you call right back, but I cannot hear you. Try another line. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Anywhere from the Family Violence 242-300, 5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. 422-4796. You call right back on the same line. Let's try it again. One more time. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead. Okay, okay.
Turn on Howard.
Yeah, turn your radio down.
Yes. Listening to you a little while ago,
yes, sir.
Listening to you talk about the gas.
Mm-hmm.
Did you say the retailers get 8 cents?
This is the text coming through. This is the text coming through.
And what says, does the government get? Who don't put anything in it?
If I remember, the number's 50. Was it 54 cents or 56 cents? I can't remember.
Now you don't think that's bad math?
I can't remember.
I wonder how sometimes these fellas come up with these figures on taxing the people.
You know why?
No way. The people got to pay for all that infrastructure, hire people and all that. And all they do is rent the gas. They don't even touch the gas when it goes through the pipe and all that. Everybody just paying them money and they go and have a good time with it. I feel now I understand why those fellas are talking and trying to get more money.
Yeah, it says, as a gas retailer, we've been talking with government since April of last year, and while giving a six-month concession for them, 18 months later, we are still trying to get a resolution to our issues. We wish to close down because it would be a trip. We wish not to close down, but it's a tremendous inconvenience.
How do they justify these things they do? When you don't have a dollar in the investment coming from America, going to storage and all of that, and plus the retailer now got to make 8 cents. He got to stay there all day, all night to make 8 cents on a dollar. My God.
Yeah, well, you know what? I appreciate the telephone call. It goes right back to precedent. It goes right back to the first fellow who signed that off, who was content with this sort of a margin. And the precedent has been set. So anybody who come, that's the first rat in the hole. He didn't set the precedent. And anybody who come after have to now either fall in line because somebody else then doing it. There is no unity in this particular position. Even now, as you see retailers, there are some who say, well, no, 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 we can leave that alone. You have to have a concerted effort, a unified effort that speaks loudly. And then you could see modifications of a treaty. You could see modifications of a contract. You could see modifications of a position. But if only six of y'all get together, 12 of y'all get together, out of 20, let's say hypothetically, out of 20, then the government ain't really got to be worried about y'all, even though you represent the majority. This is where it stands. Now you make your determination. Do you want to inconvenience the public? 6 months of closing whilst everyone is being funneled to these eight particular retailers. And they expand and the government simultaneously provide them a crown land opportunity on Gladstone Road and other spaces to be able to open up more gas stations. Is that what you want? You ain't want that. You ain't want that. You got to be able to be balanced in your approach when you're dealing with these particular things, right? 323-623-322-32543163-225-4259, anywhere for the Family Violence, 242-300-5720. If you want to be able to call from Grand Bahama, please do so. Let's get some information in there and kind of talk about these things. Also, because I'm just looking for one or two of these texts on my personal phones. Also, I just wanted to talk like this with y'all today. I don't feel like this is my soapbox. But I just need you to know that in this country, we got to be able to make modifications. Let me see if I can take this caller. Caller on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hey, Mr. Howard Grant.
Hey, yes, sir.
Hey, yes. What I'm calling about, I'm listening to you guys talk about this thing now. Should I, as a consumer, should I feel sorry for the gas dealers? Should I feel sorry for them? Because when they go up on whatever the case may be, I'm still going to have to pay for it. I really don't feel sorry for them. I think that's something between them and the government to work out. Now, when the government collects all this revenue that they're talking about, where does it go? Does it go to paying the government employees and everything too? But, you know, I mean, I don't feel for them because I'm the consumer. My salary is not going up.
Yeah.
I'm not getting anything extra.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm still going to be suffering.
Yeah.
So I don't feel sorry for them. I really don't. People might feel sorry for them, but they... If you're in the business, you're not making any money, get out of it.
Wow.
That's my philosophy. I can't feel sorry for them because I have to suffer. I'm still suffering. No one giving me anything.
Wow.
That's my 5 cents on it.
I appreciate you, my brother. Thank you so very kindly. Somebody says it's not realistic that 8 gas stations could serve this island. I won't be very clear with you. During the pandemic, as an essential worker, because they gave me essential status working on the radio, right? I couldn't find gas certain times, certain places. I couldn't. And then we found out these guys are giving you mobile gas. They can bring gas out to you. We found out that certain places are open, right? I did everything to try to find out where gas was. We did everything trying to find out where gas was. And you will be absolutely surprised of the amount of people that will be lined up in the road. Lined up in the road. Right? To be able to get gas. All right. Well, let me take this last break. And then when I come back, do we go right to the, okay, so we can take a break and come right back. All right, so let me take this quick break and then get right back after this.
If you're looking for a burger that is 100% flame-grilled beef and comes with all the fixings you love, nothing beats the classic Whopper from BK. So, how do you make this classic flame-grilled Whopper from Burger King better? You double it. With double the cheese and double the bacon, this sandwich can fill any appetite. Introducing the Double Whopper from Burger King that is so big and delicious that the only way to make it better is to make it a combo. Try the new Double Whopper at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
You've tried everything. ASUS, with your mother's cousin, sister's auntie, and even hiding your money under your mattress. But is your money safe? Your Bahamian dollar deposit in a member bank or credit union is insured up to $50,000. If anything happens, your deposit up to the insured value will be returned to you thanks to Deposit Insurance. Visit Deposit Insurance Corporation at www.dic.bs.
Protection for your money guaranteed with DIC.
Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Last 2 minutes before we get out right here on the foundation, I want to thank you so very kindly for being able to give me space to kind of talk about what we're talking about. I don't know, man. I don't know where this comes from in me. Don't fight me. This ain't something in my carnal mind that I could make up and say this is the course of action to take. No, because my carnal mind is content with the rhythm that exists. But there is a pricking. There is a consistent nudging at me. And there is sort of an insight that says to me that it has to be more than this. I don't know where it comes from. You can't fight me for this. This is what in me. And I've never been one to kind of hold back. Over the years, I've done my best to kind of polish how I approach it. And that's why I tell you, I accompany a story with it. I accompany some sugar with it, whether that be a joke, whether that be poking fun at myself. But we can get this out. And this is how it come out today. Any one of those persons who win, I wish them the best. But they're ill-equipped and ill-prepared for the demands, the needs of what's happening in Grand Bahama, in West Grand Bahama and Bimini. They're ill-equipped. And Ricardo Grant would have been better off to talk about forging relationships with psychologists, with therapists, with being able to forge relationship with persons who could be able to possibly find a talent and utilizing technology to identify the talents that exist in Grand Bahama. Come on. He could have been better off than just saying, I can build another building. There needs to be a community center. But y'all keep forgetting the time that we're in. These young children on their telephone all day. We used to be in the road on our bicycle in 8 Mile Rock. So much people would thief your bike. Times have changed. And if we don't change with the times, we're going to lose another generation. It's time to get back to the soul of who we are as a people. For growth, development, and forward movement for the Bahamian people. That's the show today, guys. Tomorrow, Small Business Thursdays, 827-0111. I thank you so very kindly for allowing me a space in your space. We're going to see you tomorrow right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, The Foundation with Howard Grant.
The Foundation. The Foundation.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Nassau, Bahamas.